Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name's Mark Cuniberti. I went out to dinner last week at a popular Italian restaurant here in my neighborhood. Being a Friday night at prime time, I made reservations earlier that day and arrived a bit late, only to find I needed not to worry about my tardiness. In fact, I shouldn't have even bothered making a reservation. Usually packed to the gills on such a night, the restaurant was half empty. Not only had the number of customers changed, and not for the better for the owner, but the menu had also changed, and also not for the better. Prices had jumped. I had been at this restaurant about 6 months prior, and the prices had changed back then. And I'll give you a hint, they didn't go down. I thought back to President Biden's claim at the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit, November 16th last year, that prices were coming down. Guess he doesn't eat at my restaurant. At that same meeting, he warned, quote, "Let me be clear to any corporation that hasn't brought their prices back down, even as inflation has come back down, it's time to stop the price gouging," unquote. I guess my local restaurateur is going to get into trouble, the damn price gouger that he is. Now, you Biden supporters, don't go getting yourself in a huff. It's not all Joe's fault we have the worst inflation in 40 years. Truth be told, every president since Lyndon Johnson has overused the nation's credit cards to bail out this, that, or the other. It just so happens the inflation chickens came home to roost while Joe was at the helm. But it could have happened on Trump's watch or Obama's White House residency or a handful of other lucky presidents who left the White House after spending a fortune and not paying for it. Literally. Indeed, spending, printing, and borrowing greenbacks has been the modus operandi for Uncle Sam for decades. About 6 decades, to be exact. As I looked around at the empty seats while I gulped down my first red and pretended to listen to the wife go on about some topic or another, I thought, no wonder there are empty seats. Food prices are through the roof. My host wasn't practicing price gouging, he was practicing survival. It's hard to run a restaurant, I know. I saw my father-in-law run one for years and saw how hard he worked. My wife, when she was young, worked right alongside her dad and told me of the hardship that running an eatery was, keeping food fresh, maintaining consistency, dealing with flaky employees, irritable customers, and slaving over a hot stove all night at breakneck speed to get the meals out or prep side dishes all day. Add in an inflationary conflagration to deal with, and you've got the makings of a price gouger. Contrary to what Washington might think, prices are not coming down. The rate of increase is coming down, but not the prices themselves. Simply put, prices were rising close to double digits last year. Now they're rising by single digits, but they are still rising. If we look at the math, it's ugly. The problem is rates of inflation add more and more dollars the higher a price goes. Suppose a $100 suit in 2022 rose by 10%. That's up 10 bucks to 110 bucks. The following year, 2023, suppose it rose by 5%, which adds another 5 bucks, making the suit now 115 bucks. The increase in 2023 was 5% on the higher amount that was affected by the inflation in 2022. So true, the 2022 inflation rate, 10%, might have decreased to 5% in 2023, but it still added 5 more bucks to the cost of the suit. Prices, simply put, are not coming down. They are still going up. And because of the math, they can rise by a greater amount of the actual nominal dollars. For prices to fall, we would have to see deflation, and that we haven't seen on a broad scale for many a decade. The bureaucrats might have us believe it's those greedy price gouging corporations we have to go after, or maybe my price gouging restaurateur who's taking advantage of the high inflation to gouge me even more. Bet he just loves those higher prices so he can have a chance to screw me. Then I finish the wine and my common sense returns. I was going to stiff my price gouging host with no tip to teach him gouging will not be tolerated. Then I realized price gouging probably ain't what it used to be and flipped him a 50. Yeah, I really did that and he appreciated it. I thought maybe it would stop him from gouging. I'm watching the market so you don't have to. And that does it for today's Money Matters. Today's newscast expresses my opinion only, is not meant as investment advice, and is not the opinion of this radio station. Of staff, management, or underwriters. I hold a BA in economics with honors 1979, a California insurance license OL342.9, and I'm a Medicare agent approved in the state of California. Our website is moneymanagementradio.com, where everything is free, our way of saying thank you for listening to your community radio station. My name's Mark Cuniberti.